Our first guest online, just gone 20 past 4, Monday Motivation, PM Drive, 91.3 FM. This, the, get it for you, 16th of Feb, 2026. Teacher in the learning support environment, also a practitioner, does a lot of work in the education sector, Bontle. So, Sabona, good enough, Bontle, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners.
Thanks for joining us. Now, Bontle, President Ramaphosa, during the State of the Nation address on Thursday evening, stated that although substantial advancements have been made in the education sector over the past 30 years, we are still experiencing significant difficulties. So in his weekly newsletter, the president highlighted the unequal access to resources and quality education as significant issues that should be tackled, particularly in rural and township schools. That amongst it, Bontle, I know on Friday on the show, we also spoke to a stats and mathematician, a lecturer at CPUT, and he was making a strong case for us having to make a concerted effort on the many hundreds of schools that are not able to offer mathematics, especially in your crucial grades, 11 and 12. So that could possibly then be added to our list of inequalities and problems that we still face in education.
Yes, indeed. I'll say that, remember, we need to focus especially on the foundation phase, because like now, as they were talking about the mathematics, I'm going to start the way they're talking about the mathematics in grade 11, grade 12. Remember, if you can't start your foundation in a strong building, it's going to be a problem, I mean, for your structure to stand. So I think maybe also they have to focus on foundation to give a strong a basic education in terms of mathematics, so that these learners, when they get to high school, and then they know that you know, their structure is strong. And again, coming to the way that the president was speaking in Sona, addressing the issue of we actually have education a problem improvement in South Africa, especially in educate. We need to have an adequate classrooms and facilities, especially in the rural areas, whereby, you know, it is so difficult for them to have the access. Something like in a simple thing, basic water and electricity, things like internet. You know, I think the DBE also with the government, they have to look into infrastructure, especially in the rural areas, whereby so that learners can be able to learn without any disruption. They must have some internet there. They must have electricity. Because they're still in rural areas, those who are still having some pit toilets, and which is a serious problem, you know, especially for the learners. I mean, those areas, these are the areas that our country needs to look into to try and improve those areas. Because those kind of things, they're actually affecting also our learners also. And also in terms of overcrowding in schools, they have to have some options like mobile classrooms, whereby they can take this graduate teachers and put them there. I mean, like now, we have lots of overcrowding, but we do have space in the yard of the school. Unfortunately, maybe they cannot build, but they have to look into mobile classrooms. And also they have to look into technology integrations in classes, whereby, you know, I remember in during G20, they were talking about the integration of the technology. I think that the initiative of the G20 will also help in terms of that. And also, we need to address the inequality in schools funding also.
Now, Bontle, I initially, when I welcomed you now a couple of minutes ago, I was referencing couple of hundred schools in South Africa that are not able to grant learners access to mathematics for grade 11 and 12. That naturally would severely hamstrung the options after school in terms of tertiary education. You're saying, yes, that is a major problem, but we should even focus on perhaps the origins, meaning you've highlighted now foundation phase that is absolutely crucial. We should actually be starting there. And then you're also referencing our schools in rural areas. They don't even have access to the internet. Many do not have access to adequate toilets, no adequate sanitation facilities, etc. That essentially would then be the grassroots struggle that we continue to face as a nation. So on the one hand, if we want to concentrate on grade 11 and 12 schools, I think it's over 400 in the country, they're not able to offer learners access to maths in those final 2 years at school. That could be one issue, but you are actually saying there are perhaps far more. And I'm not saying grade 11 and 12 not having access to maths is not an important issue. It is. But you are saying these are bread and butter issues that we should actually focus on. Because if we can't get that right in the foundation phase, forget about grade 11 and 12.
Yes, and also remember the other thing, we cannot maybe concentrate only on the maths, on mathematics and science and learners also. We have to look into skills development. I mean, our curriculum has to cover the skills development from grade one going forward, so that these learners, when they get to grade 10, they can be able to go to this other schools like the college, like Tibet College, whereby they can do skills. I mean, we have a shortage. I've said it, I think early this year, to say that we have a shortage of skills development in the country. So we can, I think our country, now that the president is also focusing more into math, but what about the skills? Because we also need people in skills development. They must also look into that path of skills development, not only into math.
So, Bontle, President Ramaphosa said more work needs to be done to prepare young people so that they can compete and thrive in a rapidly changing world. That sounds equally important, but again, I come back to your foundation phase, where perhaps many of these things we're not getting right, and our rural schools are still struggling. And perhaps for the most part, this could even be a majority case scenario. So how do we get that right before we even try to focus on grade 11 and 12? How do we get it right?
You know, to get it right, I think because now, look, they're focusing more into youth unemployment. And we have limited job opportunities and funding constraints. We still need skills. We need skills development, and we actually need job readiness programs. And I think also the government has to look into partnering with the NGOs in terms of businesses and government. That could also help in this situation.
Certainly very, very serious. Now, mitigating strategies, where do we go from here? Do we make a more pronounced call to government to focus perhaps more seriously on the foundation phase and get that right? And then simultaneously along with that, focus on, I think it's just over 400 schools in the country that are not able to grant grade 11 and 12 learners access to mathematics, because that essentially would leave them hamstrung in terms of options for tertiary education or even those wanting to become job seekers.
Exactly. So the other thing that they also need to check is like, for instance, now in the country, we are actually having an issue about this unemployment. But I mean, again, what do we do? Okay, from grade 11 to grade 12, then you can have those learners to go to together. And again, we are also having a problem with our higher education to accept these learners. They don't have enough structure. They don't have enough space. They don't have enough, actually in South Africa, we don't have enough universities. Okay, they can study, but when they get to grade 12, then it is a challenge for them to get to higher education.
All right, Bontle, let's leave it there, Bontle. Sasabona, good enough teacher, learning support practitioner.